We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
All right, let's see. Are we here? Good morning, Kennedy.
Good morning.
Yeah, you're there. Annie?
Yep.
And producer Dan is not there. Hey, let me wave at the producer Dan. Oh, he's on the phone
doing
something.
I think he's talking to the...
All right, well, we'll just get started, and I'm sure he'll pop in as soon as he's done getting that information from our wiener. So welcome to the Unfiltered After Show podcast. I appreciate you listening. And if you would please leave us a 5-star review on the podcast, I would appreciate that as well. I have a goal of getting us to 100 reviews in a certain time frame. I'm not going to share with you what that time frame is. But if you could do that, I would appreciate it. Also, I want to share with you a message I got on the DM.
63.
I got this on the IG DM, Kennedy. Shelly Melendez sent me a message and said, "So, I've been wondering where you guys check your reviews, because when I check the podcast app, I only see one, and mine."
And that's because yours is the best, and they want you to know it.
Exactly.
Nope. Then she realized she had her region set to Canada.
What?
I guess.
Have your region on
podcasting? So in other words, you only see podcast reviews from people in your region?
Yes.
I see.
Oh. Well, why aren't more Canadians giving us reviews?
Yeah, Dan, we're big in Canada.
We are huge. ET Canada loves our show.
I love poutine.
Yeah.
Maple syrup.
Get out.
Curds? Right. I'm not trying to do anything. Yeah.
You don't even have you ever eaten a cheese curd?
I don't
know. Just that word makes you want to vomit.
It's literally pieces of cheese. It's not at all what you think it is.
It's like squeaky.
It's not squeaky. They say it's squeaky, but look.
I like it with the gravy.
Oh, you'll love it.
Mm. So anyway, she said, so we can add one more review to whatever our number is.
We're at 63 right now.
So that means 64 because the Canadian review is not included.
Are you going to let that count? I don't think you can let that stand.
Why? Canada counts.
So Shelley lives in Canada?
But yes. As the host of this, shouldn't you be able to see all of them, regardless of where they come?
No, because again, you're set to your region.
The
so
region.
You're only going to see...
Well, why can't we set to all regions?
Yes. I don't know how you do that. I think
Mr.
that's
Worldwide.
Yep. Controlled
Thank
by
you.
Apple.
Yeah, I think it's
the
just...
The Russians.
Yeah.
The Russians.
So do you have a review you're going to read from our region?
I do.
Okay.
This is from... 5 stars. Shandemonium, running wild.
Oh,
we read
this
that
one
yesterday.
Well, then why would you
Never.
Ask me to? Eeyore, did you read this one?
No.
I feel like I've read this one already. I'll read it anyway. From Eeyore 7375, best podcast. I've been listening to you since you started. I love the Unfiltered show. I look forward to it every day. I'm working from home and have you on from 5:30 until you stop at 10, and then I listen to Unfiltered. The show is hilarious, keeps me entertained throughout. Thank you for doing what you do.
Wow.
There you go.
That's a thank lot
you,
of us.
That is
a lot of us. Well, thank you for leaving the reviews. I do appreciate it. Hopefully we get to the 100 soon. Sooner rather than later. As always, we have 4 topics we bring to the show. The others don't know what the topic's going to be. Kennedy? Do you want to go first or
no,
you don't want to go first?
No.
You got it? Okay, what you got?
I got called a Karen the other day
no.
on Facebook.
For what?
Oh, I saw that. You were not happy.
No, I deleted it because it pissed me off so badly.
First you responded in all caps. Really?
So I posted a thing on my Facebook page about something that happened in Salem at a local restaurant at a woman who was attacked by people who didn't
yes.
want to tip.
We talked about it the other day.
Yeah. And it just, like, the more I thought about
so
it,
so wait,
more...
can you back up and just tell me what that story was so I can get a context?
So there's a restaurant, and it happens to be in Salem.
Were you there, or
no,
you just saw this story?
It was on the news.
It was all over the place.
Okay.
And so it was this group of 5 who came in at 8, and then they wanted all separate checks, which in and of itself is obnoxious. And then they wanted, and then I believe she said, they turned back in their things, and she was like, are you going to tip? You know, because they hadn't.
Right.
And they were, and so then at this point, you see one of the women come around behind the counter where the woman is to try and grab her card and push her up against the wall numerous times.
Wow. That escalated quickly.
So I said.
Over not tipping.
So I've just posted, if you can't tip, you don't deserve to eat.
100%.
Period. And that's what I wrote. You know, I worked a lot in food service. I think
it's true.
They're the most under.
Appreciated
people. People walk into a restaurant waiting to be pissed at a waiter.
100%.
People are fucking understand. Dicks.
Correct. So
they treat them like less than. It's
correct.
Unbelievable to me.
100%. You can judge a person by how they treat.
We
the
shouldn't have mandatory
them.
Army service here. We should have mandatory waiting tables
and
or
retail.
working retail at Christmas. Oh, do one of those two things, and then you can move along with
it. I used
your day.
To bus tables back in high school, Dan. Oh,
yeah.
So thankless. And then washing the dishes too. Ugh.
I hate people who treat their server like.
Yeah, but I think the servers are right in the face of it. And so anyway, so that's what I posted.
Yeah.
And the first person to post is someone who is a friend of mine, has been a friend of mine for, friend of ours, Carson.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And posted, how do you know that I wasn't going to tip already, Karen? Now, this person I know doesn't tip because he makes a big point of not tipping.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, I can't.
So is that person that said that trying to say that the people that were at the table were going to tip, they just hadn't tipped yet?
I haven't got the foggiest idea, but in the story, if you read the story, if you listened to the story, it said she asked because they wrote nothing.
Mm-hmm. Were they leaving a cash tip? Did that point get missed or anything like that?
But you write cash on the line.
So either way.
You write cash? I don't do that.
Yeah, you're supposed to.
Oh, I never do that. I've never done that. You're supposed to write cash on the line?
Yeah, you write cash on the tip line.
If you leave cash, yeah.
Oh, I just put it with the receipt.
I didn't do that either.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Regardless,
yeah,
it doesn't matter. She shouldn't have gotten beaten up because of it.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm just trying to get all the context here, Kennedy, to see why this person could have come at you.
If you'd have listened to the story and watched the video, then you wouldn't have had any, you know what I
mean?
There
was no other conclusion you could come to.
So, Kennedy, this friend of yours, you say, doesn't tip at all.
I seem to recall in my life. I know he doesn't tip for takeout. I think he doesn't tip.
Mm. Then why are you friends with him? He sounds like a jerk.
I've been friends with him for a really long time. And this is the part that just bothered me. So I'm sitting there, and I was so angry about it. Because, like, don't call. You can call me out for anything. It's fine. If I did it, like, I'm the first to say you're right.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
You own your shit, always.
But something like this, it's just not. And I'm just trying to help other people who make $2.30 an hour to wait your fucking table.
Yeah.
To get maybe the fucking 10% you're going to leave them.
In the middle of a pandemic.
But I'm a fucking Karen. I picked up my phone 4 times to text him, and thankfully the little voice inside my head said don't.
Oh, so you were going to take it off of Facebook and go text him personally?
100%.
What's your deal, bro?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, it's ridiculous.
You're not funny. You know, keep it on your stuff. Mm. You know, if you want to be funny on your time.
It's amazing the power the word Karen has now.
It does, because I don't feel that I am one. And if
you're
I
not.
Did something like that, I would want to know. I would want to apologize for that behavior. I would want to say, you know what, you're right. I shouldn't have posted
that. Maybe it was just a poor attempt at humor. It just missed the
mark.
Oh,
I'm sure it was, knowing him the way I know him. But knowing him the way I know him, I also think, no, it was probably dead on, because he doesn't tip.
That just makes me
the worst if you don't tip.
So irrationally
Hang on, can
angry?
I turn off the mics and you'll
Go
say
ahead.
His name? Hang on,
you
guys.
Know, I know you know who I know.
No. What?
Yeah, 100% him.
No.
Do you not remember?
Oh, then that was comedy.
All of his restaurants. He doesn't tip. Do you not remember all this? We had arguments with him about it. Because
he would
pick up takeout and not tip.
It was poor comedy. It was comedy.
Spoiler alert, it's my best friend.
I know, that's your boy.
It's my best friend.
Well, you're going to have a talk with him.
I will. I'll call
no,
him
say
today.
If you can't afford to go, if you can't afford to tip, you can't afford to go out to eat.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I said what I said.
It's asinine.
It
yeah, no. Yeah.
I don't need you to get involved in it. It's
no,
fun.
It's okay. I don't think he won't. He won't be upset. That's wild. I'm going
to
call him out.
Honestly,
I
bet it's one of those things where
I think
he's probably already forgotten about it.
He was just trolling you. He was trolling you, I think.
I don't care. It wasn't okay.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? It wasn't funny.
Don't put that on Facebook for other people to see. That's not him saying it to her personally.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I know his sense of humor. I do indeed. But I also know that he doesn't tip. And I also know that that's one of his personal fundamental beliefs, that people make enough money to waiting tables that they shouldn't have to be tipped.
What?
You are the fucking worst.
They make enough money. They make $2.
Wow. I had no idea. I don't remember any of that.
I deleted it. I deleted it because I just didn't think it was necessary to be up there. Do you know what I mean? Because I sent back, really? ? And then I didn't get anything back.
Oh
and I'm
gosh.
Like, wanted to say another word.
I saw it on your page. I was like, ooh, Kennedy, mad. She did all caps and like 4 question marks.
One more than was necessary.
I'm surprised he didn't send me a message when it happened.
Well, why would he?
But if he saw it, I mean, he obviously saw your response.
I don't know. Maybe you did. Maybe you didn't. Maybe I deleted it by then. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, please don't start a riot. But it just really bothered me. Bothered me. Yeah. But I don't need him calling me back going, whatever. So please just let it be.
Well, he's not going to do that. That's
let it lie.
I'm not used to seeing y'all fired up.
I just, I guess I just don't want to be considered, if that's what someone really thought of me, like,
he does it.
Then that bothers me. And if somebody really thought that I was a Karen for posting that, and if, you know, and I guess, yes, and at the end of the day, I have a real soft spot in my heart for people who wait tables.
Does he, could it have been he was calling the person Karen on the story and not
either
you?
Either way, I don't care.
No, saying about the woman who was starting the fight, was that the Karen? Maybe that's what he meant?
No, because that I erased it. Yeah. But it said, you know, what if I just basically said, what if I just hadn't tipped yet and you didn't know it?
Right.
Karen.
Oh, right.
That sort of a feeling.
Right. Yeah? I got you.
Like maybe we were going to tip and you didn't wait and find out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When the story said they'd basically turned in everything and they weren't going to give a tip.
Right. Well, he didn't read the story because I know him.
Agreed.
So he probably just saw the headline, saw your post, and said, well, what if I hadn't tipped yet, Karen? So that's probably what was in his head. I hear it.
So, yeah. Again. Very
wow, I can't believe it was my best friend.
Very
that's
soft
wild.
Space in my heart for people who wait tables. Yeah. And when you come for that, it really makes me shake. Oh. So, anyway, I really don't have anything else to say except to say that I got called a Karen. So.
That's okay.
No, I think you said it all.
That's a good story. Hold on a second. I want to do something here real quick. I forgot I had this. I wanted to bring this up, Kennedy, because this happened the other day. And, I don't want to do that. Let's do it. Far away.
That almost go over the air?
Almost. It may
Fingers
not.
Crossed.
Whoops.
I can't get it to work. Anyway, sad news. The lead singer of The Outfield passed away.
He did?
Yes. I think you were out. So, and it kind of flew under the radar.
I haven't seen one piece of it.
It did not get the coverage of Eddie Van Halen, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I saw it all over Twitter, but.
Yeah. So he was the bass player and the lead singer. And let me look up his name real quick.
Kennedy, they posted a video from Gillette Stadium during like one of the Patriots drives in a playoff game. And the entire stadium is singing.
Oh, yeah.
We sang this
song in my high school talent show.
Amazing.
Tony,
with the band.
Here's the story from the Daily Mail. The Outfield frontman, Tony Lewis, who enjoyed success while enduring 1980s hit Your Life Does Die Suddenly and Unexpectedly at the age of 62. They didn't say what happened, but it was unexpected. And, you know, for me, and this was why I brought it up, because, you know, that album, With Your Love on It, was 100%. Kind of a soundtrack, was one of those soundtrack to your youth albums.
Sure.
For me.
Oh my God, 100%.
You know, 61 Seconds was on that album.
Forget it. It was so good. I had the cassette tape.
Yep.
But you were in high school, you said?
High school, and then also in college, because I remember freshman year especially, I remember doing papers in the computer lab, because nobody had a computer. You had to go to the computer lab.
Right.
And just listening out of my Walkman while I was typing papers. It was that was the cassette tape that I listened to all the time. And
Yeah.
Oh.
So it was 1985 that album was released. So Your Love was on it. What else was on there? Say It Isn't So was on there.
Tell me.
I Don't Need Her.
Oh, well, that is
61
just
Seconds.
A bummer.
You know. So anyway, that was one of those.
Thank him for all that good music, man.
Yeah. I was like, put it on my thing to listen to this weekend just because really I love those. And
you forget.
And the album that was
for
after
sure.
it, too.
Yeah, you hate that it takes someone dying for them to get some clicks.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It happens every time.
I only know Your Love from
I do
from,
too.
From the Patriots games, yeah.
Yeah, so.
No, just from it's a great song. But as soon as you hear Josie's on a vacation far away, you get into it.
They have Voices of Babylon. Remember that album?
Yeah.
So anyway, I wanted to ask you two. Since I know this album was a part of our youth, what's an album that is like a soundtrack to when you were, say, maybe a junior, senior in high school?
Junior, senior in high school.
What's the first thing that comes to your mind?
The first when you talk about it, because I was just thinking about this driving in this morning because I was listening to an Outkast song. And Outkast we lived in my old house at the time, and my dad is a big, big music guy. Like, there's music always on in my house, and there's 6 speakers going at all time. I'm like, what? Can we just make them cohesive? It's just, there's so much noise. But Outkast, like, I remember my dad playing Roses for me, and that was the first time I heard, like, shit in a song. And I was like, he's letting me say shit.
Your
don't
dad
say.
Likes Outkast?
He loved Outkast.
Oh, Tom is so fucking cool.
So cool. But in high
school, Renaissance man, Dan.
I love that.
High school was a lot of like a lot of Akon, a lot of Neo, a lot of like a lot of like Lil Wayne, a lot of that stuff. I feel was more like our junior and senior prom song.
Was
it Pussycat Dolls in there something for you?
Pussycat Dolls was younger though.
Oh good.
Like Don't Show was like middle school. Naughty Girl by Beyonce, fifth grade, made up a dance.
So you know what's interesting is how you experience music, how you experience being 25, almost 26, versus how we experienced it, because you really dove deep into an album, and so you would get the cassette and you listen to the cassette to the whole side and then flip it over, listen to the other side. And so you came along and it was more into the digital stuff already. You had LimeWire, Napster. So you weren't getting full albums, you were getting singles.
So all I did when I was in elementary school and middle school was illegally download music, which I know is terrible.
Me too. I used to burn CDs all the time.
And
people.
That's what me and my brother did for each other. He would burn me a CD and like write all the tracks on it. I would burn him CDs. I have so many burned CDs. But
I gave so many computers AIDS because of
LimeWire. Oh, 100%. But I'm a huge album person anyways. Like when someone drops an album, I give it a full listen through just because I enjoy music that much and I like to hear the story of an album. But I know that's not how people consume music anymore. They just listen to singles, you know?
I do kind of hate that. I kind of hate that you don't get the album experience like you used to.
Well, I think if you're a real fan of the artist,
Swifties,
you will.
Listen to full albums. Mm-hmm.
Lizzo's
that's
entire
sure.
album you would listen to. Like, it's stuff like that. But no, if you're just a surface level consumer, you're going to listen
like
to the singles.
Like there was nothing cooler than getting the cassette and opening up and you had the book inside and you flip all the pages
don't
open.
Don't get me started on a Prince album.
His
liner notes were out of control. And
so hard.
Breakaway
to read.
By Kelly Clarkson. I think I still have it in the plastic wrapping. It's like a collector's item for me. I loved it so much.
Dan, did you have one?
I mean, when I was a junior senior in 2006, 2007, and that is when Lil Wayne was at his like peak. And all of my friends, that's all they all listened to. They thought he was the best rapper.
Was that
ever.
The Carter 3 or was that later?
That was when he was the mixtape Weezy. He was putting out a new thing every 3 months.
There was a lot of 50 Cent back then, too.
Get Rich or Die Trying was huge. I loved old Kanye West before he...
Oh,
miss him. Graduation, college dropout Kanye. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that.
Mm. Yeah. We want the old Kanye. The new Kanye.
We want
the
graduation.
Kanye, the Kanye.
It's really unfortunate that he is the way he is now because he was so good.
So good. Mm. I was listening to Good Life yesterday. Oh, that song. Just really does it for me.
But I agree. I like T-Pain. I like Akon back then, too, like Andy was saying. Mm-hmm. It's weird because we were 6 years apart, but a lot of the stuff you said is the same stuff I was listening to before you.
And it was ahead of her time.
And I have older siblings.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? That helps so much growing up. Like, I was listening to NSYNC because that's what my sister did when I was, like, three. You know
so
what
it's
I
funny.
Mean?
So I got my musical taste. You know, you talk about getting it from your siblings. I got it from my mother because I didn't have an older sibling.
Right.
So my mother was into, she loved jazz music.
Right.
And she loved she loved some of the like what would be considered now classic rock stuff.
Yep.
Right.
So
that was all the radio. B96 told me what I was supposed to listen to, and that's what I did.
I listened to a lot of classic rock and oldies because I hung out with my parents all the time.
Yeah, right. So that was me too. I listened to Boston and Kansas and Pink Floyd.
Oh. Waylon and Willie.
Because
come on,
that's what my mom listened to.
The first song I ever sang was Barbara Ann from the Beach Boys in my car seat. Ba 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 Barbara Ann.
Things I would pay to see Ted Preston in a car seat, be singing those.
Yes.
Barbara Dan. Barbara Dan. Baby, baby Dan. Baby Dan. All right, producer Dan, what you got? Oh, wait, did I skip somebody?
Yeah, we skipped
Annie. Oh, sorry, Annie. What you got?
So I was texting my old roommate this morning, and he was just reminding me of a story. So we were friends with this girl in college, and she always did her eye makeup, like always full face of makeup. And I was like, just one night we were going out, I was like, oh, why don't you do my makeup? So she did this whole smoky eye, whole thing on my face. And I never wear eye makeup, so it was just whatever. Yeah. And I came out, and my roommate looked at me, and he goes, take it off. He literally was like, I don't like it. I don't like that on your face. Take it off. And she was so offended because she obviously just spent like 25 minutes on it. And it looked, it's a lot for my face. I have a small face, small whatever. And I think when you put that much on.
Well, just if you don't wear something all the time, then this is the way he knows you, not that way.
Right.
Whatever.
And he was like, just take it off. Take it off. It looks like shit. I'm not letting you go out like that. And she was so mad. She was so upset about it. So I want to know if you guys have like a bad makeover story or even a good one. Like if your friends dressed you when you went out one night and you felt like the best, or if you went out in the worst outfit, worst makeup.
I had a girlfriend in high school who was very religious.
Mm-hmm.
And so her parents only let her wear certain things. And so I slept over at her house one time, and she wanted to dress up like me. And I was, at the time, real punky, edgy, like whatever. And
you were so different.
Yes. Well, I don't know that I was the cool kid, but I was very different. And so I brought over an outfit, and we did like a dry run the night before of what I was going to do with her hair and makeup.
Amazing.
And then so I brought all the stuff to school because I had to be there early for practice. And she met me in the girls' bathroom, and I did all of her makeup and her hair. And I'm going to tell you right now, she walked around the school like 10 feet tall and bulletproof. She was like 5 foot tall. She was a short girl. And like just loving how different she could be for it just a moment. Oh. You know what I mean? Like, you know.
Yeah, she probably felt like the coolest girl in the school
that
day.
Just for a day, she didn't have to wear like pink lace. You know what I mean?
Oh, I love that.
So that was kind of a fun day. And then we had to wash it all off her face really fast and un-hairspray her hair. That was the hard part.
Trying to brush it through.
You don't understand what hairspray was like in the 80s, Annie. It would stop a bird in flight if it hit your hair.
Oh, big hair don't care.
Big hair. Matt Horde.
You should see my sister's prom photos because she's older than me.
I feel them. It's real. And I love it. So that was kind of a good one, I guess.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever heard of.
Yeah, this is not my wheelhouse. Yeah, I went to school in a uniform for most of it. I have no fashion sense.
Did you ever see a girl come to school one day just completely different than she looked the day before? Like,
I don't know. What you would call observant.
I have a picture. I came across a picture the other day that was me at senior night.
Yeah.
Grad night at Disney World.
Oh, that's one of my favorite pictures of all time.
Yeah.
You looked fly.
Well, what's funny is all the guys in that picture are all wearing my jacket.
Really?
Yes. So, yes, they all raided my closet. So
Carson was the clothes horse for sure, obviously.
Well, my mom, she loved to shop.
Right.
Like, I just remember as my mom started to make money as I started to get, like, high school. Because she was so broke when I was younger. And as she got older, she got into, like, the finer things.
She was sales, right?
Yeah, she worked in sales. She was doing really well. Like, I mean, we were living in a condo on the beach in Boca and, you know.
Living the high life.
She was driving a convertible Jag and, you know, yeah. Like
that is a cool life. Convertible beach. House on the beach.
Had to live above a Burger King to get there. So
yeah,
you know.
It was like it wasn't. A, it was, you know, it was the progression.
Started at the bottom. Now we here.
Yeah, no, it totally was.
I'm saying, good for your mom.
Yeah, it was cool. By the time I was like a senior in high school, like we would, you know, I had a lot of stuff. I didn't have a lot of stuff, but I had a lot of nice clothes. So I always had the new Air Jordans and everything like that. And so before we went to grad night.
And the skinny leather ties. Here for it.
Yeah. So I'll share the picture, but you can look and see every one of the guys in that picture is wearing my coat.
Oh, that's amazing.
My sport coat. I had 5 sports coats. I don't know why.
Well, they were big then.
Yeah, they
sports
were.
Sports coats and a t-shirt.
Well, it was the whole.
Roll up the sleeves.
It was a very Miami Vice.
Yeah.
That's what the look was.
100%.
So it was Don Johnson
that
with the
Johnson.
Open sport coat, open buttons, or the skinny tie.
100%.
Yeah, so funny. Fashion is so weird.
Right. I mean, it really doesn't. To me, it just, it comes.
It recycles.
It does, just with a little bit different look. It tightens
overalls, up. Overalls, like scrunchies, all of this stuff.
Yep.
All right, Producer Dan, what you got?
So I'm doing something that I've never done before over the weekends that I'm kind of excited about.
Okay, hold on. Let's guess. Can we guess?
Sure, you'll never. I mean, I told them, I think, one
I
day when you
know.
Weren't in.
Oh.
So you can guess.
Okay.
You'll never get it.
You're going rock climbing.
No, not with
my
knees.
That's a good one.
Jumping out of an airplane.
I've done that before.
Walking across fire.
No.
Eating a vegetable.
Eh, I do not like them. That's true.
I do not like them, Sam. I am.
All right, I'm giving up.
So back a couple months ago in the height of the pandemic, the Fairmont Copley was giving away like really, really cheap rooms when they're normally super expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So we got on that and we booked a weekend and it's coming up this weekend. So we like planned a bunch of excursions in the city to kind of make a fun weekend out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And on Sunday, what we're doing before the Patriots game is I'm going to go into an isolation tank for the first time.
I don't know what that is.
It's a float tank. Like you float in highly salinated water.
It's called Float Boston. And basically they put you in this tank and the temperature of the water in the tank, it's salt water, so you float. And the temperature is the same exact temperature as your body temperature. Oh. So you feel like you're just floating. You don't feel like you're in anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just they close it and it's just darkness. Mm-hmm. And it feels like you're floating. You have no bearings of where anything is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just supposed to be really good for your mind. Like you meditate in there.
Mm.
This is what it looks like, Carson.
Mm.
It's sort of like that. You go inside of it.
Right.
It just sounds so cool.
And then it's like a clamshell. And then they close it over top of you. I've done it before. And they close it over.
So it's not a big tank.
No, it's like, just for you.
It looks like a sun tanning, one of those tanning bed.
Kind of, a little bit bigger than that size. But yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, you're just floating in it, and you feel like you lose all concept of time and space.
Yeah, it's weird. You think you've spent
time's construct is what I heard, Dan. Yeah, anybody ever told you that?
We're living in a simulation.
So yeah, I'm really excited about it. I'm a little nervous about it, too, because I've never been alone with my thoughts for like a full hour.
Yeah.
Like that without having like to be able to scroll on Facebook or something to distract myself.
Mm-hmm.
So what was it like when you did it, Kennedy?
Well, I didn't do an hour. I just did a half an hour. But, I mean, it takes you a they gave you, like, a little floaty to put behind your head so that you but you don't need it. Like, it's more for your brain because your brain is saying, there's no way, shape, or form I can float in water. I'm going to sink. My head is going to go below the water just because that's what you
brains
that's
are
what
weird.
Happens.
Yeah.
Right.
So they might give you one of those, which you eventually will realize you don't need. And, I mean, the first little bit was weird because it's dark and they close the top on you and whatever. But
did you feel like you were in water or did you just feel like you were?
After a while, you just feel like you are, you know, because
yeah,
you're not touching anything. You're not really touching the walls unless you accidentally bump up against
them.
You're not touching anything. So it's sensory deprivation.
Time.
So it's basically taking away all these things that we use all day long that take us away from being mindful.
Yeah.
So and there's an eject button in there. If it's too much, you can push the button. It'll open up and you can be done.
Where did your brain place go when you were there for half an hour?
The beginning was squirrely, you know, like it is anytime you're trying to relax.
Right.
Honestly, I spent a good far more time picturing in my head where I was in the tank. Like, I think this is the right side. Is this the right side? But I didn't want to touch it just to see if I was right when it was done, which was really wasting time. But
yeah, because the whole point is like introspection, isn't
correct.
It?
They also say like if you're working on something, like you should focus on that.
Yeah,
right. Help you
is
get better.
Brittany doing it too?
Yes,
at the same time.
It's at different tanks.
Yeah,
but yeah. What well, she's doing is
will you be able to see out of your tank into her tank?
No,
no, it's yeah. dark in there.
That's not how that works. It's very private.
Can I have a two-person tank?
No, I want.
You want to be alone.
That would kind of take away from.
Can I have some headphones?
That's the first thing I asked.
Can I listen to music?
Did they play music?
That defeats the whole point.
Right.
I'm really working on, like, I never believed in, like, energy or stuff like that. I thought it was hippy-dippy nonsense for my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to get into more, like, what you think about is what you bring about kind
thoughts
of stuff.
Become things.
So I'm working on my brain and trying to be more positive.
It'll be, I mean, if nothing,
and
it'll be
a
really good
a
experience if
that.
Nothing else. You know what I mean? And again,
did you have a positive experience?
I did. But again, like I say, if it gets to be too much, don't.
Right.
You don't have to sit in there for the whole hour.
Yes, you do. You're paying for it. Yeah. You better stick it out.
Yeah, it's not cheap either. It's like 80 bucks.
How much?
$80.
$80 for an hour.
Yep.
To sit. Man, that's a good business model.
Yeah. It's either that or you can get your own isolation tank. And that's
I mean,
a lot
but
more
think
than
of it. Like a massage is that much money.
Yeah, it is.
Like a therapy session. All of these things
that.
Are expensive. You know what I mean? And I think.
Okay, if it's something that works for you makes you feel better, go do it.
Absolutely.
And
but you
got to
stay the whole time.
Should I take mushrooms beforehand?
No.
Yes.
Maybe a microdose.
Tumble down this rabbit hole.
They say that those things can be helpful for opening up your mind. So, maybe just a little microdose.
I like them.
You got to not quit, though. Dan, you cannot get out early.
Well,
you can
say
do whatever
that
you
to
want.
Him.
Yes.
I don't think I'll quit.
Yeah, you got to do it because that is the challenge, right?
There is no challenge here. It's only for your brain. It's something to do for yourself for goodness. It's not
I understand,
a challenge.
But you are pushing your it's, I'm not saying it's a race, but what I'm saying is you are challenging your whole being.
Level.
You know, it's like running a marathon is
yeah,
is
but you practice
so...
and you start small and you get big. He's starting in an hour. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. I'm interested to see where my mind goes when there's nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
Like what's gonna happen? Like,
and what's gonna happen
nothing.
In 45 minutes? Into it,
that's,
like
that,
those
that's,
are the.
I think that's,
when
you
have
really like, the breakthrough stuff is when you're just in.
Right. Yeah. If you do a half hour and you go, oh, I'm out. Like.
Yeah, but if you're feeling claustrophobic or if you're feeling like it's not a
your
positive
mind can
experience,
go to a bad place.
Yeah.
Too.
It's definitely gonna be like nothing I've experienced.
Yeah.
Before. Just
no,
having all of your senses
it's
taken
really
away.
Weird.
And
it's
I think
like
you're just
ben
floating
Affleck
in darkness.
In the movie Daredevil, that's what it's like.
Hmm.
I'm so excited for you.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I just can't wait to hear how it goes because I want to do it.
I'll report back on Monday. With
the place I get my Reiki has them.
Really?
Yes, it's just there in Norway.
You know, my head's going to be like, music, 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 movie lyric. Mm.
Yeah. It starts out like that for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, and where do you think your mind would go if you didn't have all that stuff to
distract
you?
I have literally no idea.
Dan in a bubble.
That's it.
Water bubble. It's kind of cool.
He's the bubble boy.
Be fun.
It's a floaty.
Who's my bubble boy?
Things float down here.
Bubble boy.
You'll float too.
Scary. No. I don't want that.
Dan, 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 baby, dance.
Oh, the Beach Boys still slap.
They really do. Oh,
never was a fan.
You don't like the Beach Boys?
Nope, never did.
Oh.
Just the way it is.
She doesn't like the Beatles either.
Nope. Mm. Rolling Stones.
Okay, Karen.
Yep, that makes me a Karen. 100%.
And that is the end of the podcast.
Let's go quickly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.